Hey, North Coast, Chris here. And to all of you that are watching and listening even beyond the walls and borders of North Coast, I know we're all family, so welcome. We are on day two of our favorite characters of the Old Testament. And I want to talk to you about one of my all-time favorite characters. His name is Haran. I know he's probably one of your favorite characters too. Or maybe you're sitting there like most people going, I've never heard of this guy. Have you ever watched a National Geographic special or maybe Discovery Channel or History Channel on how ancient civilizations built the incredible structures that they did? Fascinating work. Haran is one of the guys that worked on the temple when it came time for Solomon to build it in Israel. Now let me tell you what the Bible's saying about how many guys it took. King Solomon had to hire 30,000 men to go into Lebanon month at a time to bring back some of the timber and lumber. 70,000 carriers and transporters, 80,000 stone cutters, and 3,300 foremen. And it took 7 years for all those guys to come together and build the temple. And in the middle of that, there's one guy that gets honorable mention. And this story is found in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 13. 1 Kings 7, 13. King Solomon sent to Tyre and brought Haran, my favorite dude, whose mother was a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, whose father was a man of Tyre, a craftsman in bronze, and Haran was highly skilled and experienced in all kinds of bronze work. And he came to King Solomon and did all the work assigned to him. Hold on, guys, don't turn this off. This is about to get boring for 30 seconds. Then it's gonna be awesome. He cast two bronze pillars, each 18 cubits high, 12 cubits round by line. He also made two capitals on top of the bronze and set them on top of the pillar. Each capital was 5 cubits high. A network of interwoven chains festooned the capitals on top of the pillars, 7 for each capital. He made pomegranates in 2 rows encircling each network to decorate the capitals on top of his pillars. He did the same for each capital. The capitals on top of the pillars in the portico were in the shape of lilies, 4 cubits high. And on the capitals of both pillars above the bowl-shaped part next to the network were 200 pomegranates in rows all around. And when he finished these two bronze pillars, they were put at the entrance to the temple. I know you're sitting there going, who cares? Haran does. And God does. I've never got this part of the Bible. Why is this obscure passage there until I drew it out on a chalkboard one day? I changed cubits to feet and I saw what happened. 62 feet high were these giant bronze pillars that you walk through to get into the temple. 62 feet high. And at the very top, above the pillars, above the bowls, above the lilies, were these little chains. 200 pomegranates in bronze, connected with little chains all around the top. Did you catch that? When people go to the temple, they're amazed at the size, the monstrosity, the work, the man hours, 7 years of thousands upon thousands of builders. And you know what I bet? I bet no one stops and looks 62 feet high, over 6 stories high. Can you even make out 200 pomegranates connected in chains all in a row? My bet is you never see them. And God said, print it. Out of the thousands upon thousands, I want to stop and just tell you about Haran. He did his best. He did what he was skilled, what he was made to do, what his father taught him to do. He was phenomenal at his trade. But do you know who he saved his best work for? Yeah, see, now you're figuring it out. He saved his best work for God. 62 feet high, above where the crowd would see, in detail that the human eye will never pick out. The closer he got to God, the higher he got in the pillars, the more detailed his work began. I never saw Haran growing up. But I tell you, whatever you're about to do today, whatever your work, whatever your skill, whatever you're good at, you have a God that's watching. And maybe in areas beyond what humans know, beyond what you can get recognition for, may you save your best work for him. May you understand today you live for the audience of one. Work for the applause of nail-scarred hands. When no one else is watching, when maybe no one else sees, in ways that maybe no one else cares. And you may just hear the voice of God say, print it. It's my favorite character. That's good Bible.